We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Boys and girls, welcome to the show. My name is Willie Beard, and we do a show every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Called Songs That Move You. And the songs that move this person today, I'll say it's a great list we're going to get into. It's my friend Mickey Spence. Hey, Mickey.
Good morning, Willie.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I'm glad you're here and glad you consented to do this. I was going to say you're in the hot seat this morning, but not really.
I'm prepared.
You're in the music seat. All right. Well, tell you what, let's go ahead and get started. I was really interested. This first song you picked is like a favorite that I never listened to. So tell me what this is.
To me, I'm a real guitar guy.
Uh-huh.
And this is, in my opinion, one of the finest guitar solos ever produced. I know that's debatable, but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
my favorite.
There you
I
go.
Love
hey.
It. And I travel with this in my car forever on cassette tapes and everything else. So this is a must.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, what is it?
It is Carlos Santana, Europa.
Here we go.
Thank you.
right. Carlos Santana. Wow.
That moves you.
I'm telling you what, folks, if you didn't get out of bed before this, I bet you that flung you out of bed. Welcome to your week. I hope it's going to be a good one. But yeah, that was Carlos Santana with Europa. All right. My guest this morning on Songs That Move You is Mickey Spence. I have known Mickey for many years, and we share a lot in common. Our kids went to school at Snowden, or actually Evergreen, Snowden, and Central. Wow. Yes. Many years ago, and all of our kids played sports together, and which spawned a catchphrase maybe of the decade, right? And what is that, Mickey?
Willie once was sitting there, and he looked over and said, I heard this woman say this, and my wife and I have used it from then on. Anytime we get overwhelmed with something to do, we go, all we do is go to ball games.
That's all we do is go to ball games. I love it. And but that was true back then, man. I tell you what, when you have kids, you kind of
you do what you got to do.
That's right. You kind of throw your hands up and say, okay, we're going to go to a lot of ball games. We're going to go to a lot of basketball practices.
Willie, will you take this one? I'll take this
exactly.
one. You pick this one up. Yep.
Always that. But you know what? That stuff was a lot of fun, and I'm glad we did it. And I tell you that what a nurturing environment we had our kids in, too, because all three of those places, Evergreen, Snowden, and Central, were great places for our kids to grow up.
They absolutely were.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we have our house where we have it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, Mickey, you got us off with a bang here. What have we got next?
Next is Arthur Alexander.
Okay. Taking a little trip back.
Every Day I Have to Cry.
Okay. Here we go.
There was a little girl I had planned to marry. This was my love, I didn't want to share it. I thought that love would make my life bright and sunny. She said she couldn't love me cause I didn't have no money. So every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Dry the water from my eyes. Yes, I really love her every night. Well, I was thinking of her, but you can't mix love with money. Cause if you do, you're gonna hurt somebody. And every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Drop a water from my eyes some. Every day I have. Wrong to love cause I'm not a rich man, but you can mix love with money, cause when you do, you're gonna hurt somebody. And every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Drive the water from my eyes some. Every day I have.
All right, Arthur, I'm sorry you have to cry every day, but hey, that's life, isn't it, Mickey?
It is.
What? Okay, that was a great song. That was a great pick. I was telling Mickey while we were listening to the song, the band that was like one of the hot bands when I was a kid down in the Mississippi Delta. They were called the Gants, and they covered this song on their first album. And I loved that, but I'd never heard Arthur Alexander's.
Well, the Beatles loved him.
That is true.
Betty and I went out to eat, and we stopped by Cat's Music Store.
Yeah, okay.
And we were walking around looking for music, as we would do many, 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 many times. Uh-huh. And Cat's would play music while you were looking.
Right.
And we heard this voice, and it was absolutely wonderful. And we listened. We walked over and said, "Who is this?" And they said, "This is Arthur Alexander."
Huh.
We went, okay, we'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we found out that Arthur Alexander had been rediscovered, and he was driving a bus from a mental health center in Mississippi.
Really?
And he was going to go on tour, and we were real excited. We'll go see Arthur Alexander.
Yeah.
And then he died.
Oh, no.
He never made the tour.
Oh,
he never got back out. He almost did.
Wow. Wow. Well, what a great voice, and what a great... He wrote these songs, right?
I mean, he wrote that.
Oh, that's great stuff. That is absolutely a classic. All right. Well, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis. We're 91.7 on your dial, or you might be listening to us at WYXR.org. Whatever you're doing, I hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'm hoping you're going to have a great week. I think the weather's going to be nice this week, so... I don't usually give the weather, but that's my weather report. I think it's going to be nice. I hope it'll be nice. Okay, what have we got next, Mickey?
Allman Brothers Band, Trouble No More. Can't face the day without a little Southern rock.
There you go. This is a good one, man.
Thank you.
I'm telling you what, it doesn't get much better than that.
Rock and roll.
That's some good stuff, man. That's some good stuff, the Allman Brothers. Trouble No More. Muddy Waters song there.
Yes, it is.
All right. All right, folks. So, Mickey, you've been retired for a few years now.
I have.
But you taught school for how long?
35 years.
35 years. Wow. Wow.
Elementary school with emotionally disturbed children.
Yeah. Wow. So, do you miss it ever?
No.
You do not miss it? Okay, I got you.
All this rain.
Yeah, right.
I did not have to unload a bus.
Yeah.
During all of this rain.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, teaching is a tough job. I know you did a great job, and
I loved it. I loved it.
Oh yeah, I know. I think it's so good. And your wife Betty taught for many, many years. She taught at the Memphis College of Art. Taught
Memphis State.
Memphis State. That's right. Right.
Finished her career at Northwest.
Right. Yes, I had forgotten about that. Oh man, yeah. So she taught a lot of. People who needed to know how to write.
Right.
That's
they had
good.
To explain their art.
That's right. Yes. It comes down to that.
Their artist statement.
That's right. You need to know how to write to express yourself. That's great. All right. Well, let's push on to the next song here. And this is a very interesting song. What you got and why did you pick this?
Well, this lady was very important to my listening during the college years.
Yes, right.
And she introduced us to Jesse Winchester.
Exactly.
With this song.
Yeah.
So Joan Baez, Brand New Tennessee Waltz.
Here we go.
The sadness too sad to be true. Well, I left Tennessee in a hurry, dear, the same way that I'm leaving you. For love is mainly just memories, and everyone's got him a few. When I'm gone, there's no telling who will be there. Take it north. When I leave, it'll be like I found your love, descending Victorian stairs, feeling like one of your photographs, trapped while I'm putting on. Getting even by saying who cares. At the brand new Tennessee Waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee Waltz, there's no telling who will be there. So let all Tennessee kid who's feeling like leaving another town with no place to go if he did, 'cause they'll catch you wherever you're hid. At the brand new Tennessee Waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new
All right. Joan Baez, Brand New Tennessee Waltz.
Introducing a Jesse Winchester song.
Yes, he is. You know, he actually gets played on this show a lot.
I know. I noticed that.
Yeah. A lot of people. I mean, he's in a lot of people's top 10, you know, when they, I think they start thinking about, let me do some Memphis-based music, you know, and I don't think anybody's done that rumba song, which I always loved that song.
Kind of a novelty song.
Yeah, kind of a novelty song. It was cool, yeah. And I remember seeing him at the Germantown Festival.
At the Pines.
Yes, in the Pines.
I was there.
Yeah, what was that, 77, 78?
About 70, yeah. Something he had just like, his first album.
That's right,
first
yeah.
First released album since he was could come back.
That's right, yes. He was...
good old Jimmy Carter.
That's right. Granted a pardon by Jimmy Carter. Good guy. All right. Folks, I'm talking with Mickey Spence this morning. So what else has been going on, Mickey?
Rain lately.
Yeah, I'll say. Do you do any gardening? Are you that guy?
No.
You're not that guy.
I cut the grass.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'll have to after all this rain, too.
Yeah, it'll be a foot tall. It will definitely be a foot tall. And all your kids doing well?
Kids are doing great. That's Rachel's great. Back in Virginia.
Okay.
Her husband works at the Pentagon, and she's at George Mason.
How nice. Wow.
And Carrie's architecting, and Emily's next door.
Right. That's great. That is wonderful.
Jack came over this morning and left his tablet at the house and gave me a hug. It was just what a way to start the day.
Oh, that's wonderful. How's he?
8.
He's 8. Wow. Wow, 8. That is something. Grandkids, huh?
Yep.
Well, hopefully one day maybe I'll have some grandkids. Who knows? Who knows? All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You. And like I always say, if someday you would like to be on the radio with me, reach out. Yeah, I'm easily found. And if you'd like to come on the radio, come on. Be working on your list of 10 songs.
It's fun.
That's right. We have a good time. This is painless, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely painless. All right, so... what have we got next here, Mickey? I know this guy, but I don't know this song.
Maybe my favorite singer-songwriter. We saw him, as a matter of fact, it's Jonathan Edwards, and he played at Lafayette's while we were in college, and we came down to see him, and we saw him, and we saw where he went, so we walked into the green room with him and sat and talked to him and spent time with him and just absolutely just had a great time.
Wow.
Nice guy.
Wow, very
plays
nice.
With no shoes. He has no shoes on when he plays.
Really? Wow.
Barefoot.
Okay, maybe he got his inspiration through being grounded. You know,
I
think he could
so.
Put his bare feet down on the floor, right?
Yep.
We'll just say that.
All right.
Okay, here we go. This is Sometimes by Jonathan Edwards.
Sometimes in the morning I catch a falling dream, disappearing scene, and I think about a someone that I will never see again. Now it's only me again. No, 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 no. And sometimes in the morning, oh, I think I hear a phrase echo through the haze, and it's just beyond my vision. It's something that she said one night before we went to bed one night. sometimes in the morning, will I go back to sleep, trying hard to keep all my memories in motion, wishing she were near, my love whispering in my ear, my love.
All right, Jonathan Edwards. That was a beautiful song, Mickey.
One of my all-time favorite
men
musicians.
That's great stuff. Great stuff. All right, folks, we are sitting here in the lobby of the Crosstown Concourse. Mickey, did you ever think they would have saved this building?
I can't believe it, but it's a wonderful thing.
It really is. It's so nice.
Drinking great coffee from French Truck right across the way.
That's right.
You don't even have to get wet to go get a cup of coffee.
That's right. Yeah, this is quite a place. I always heard that the reason they were able to save this place is nobody could figure out how to tear it down and haul it off. You know, so I think that was the rub for years, you know. And then finally these people with some vision came in here. Man, I it blows my mind when somebody kind of has that.
And they can carry it
that's
through.
That's right, yes. I think maybe
the vision sometimes, but yeah. Getting to the end of it
yeah.
is hard.
And they certainly did it. You know, it certainly revived this part of town.
It's a blueprint for the whole nation, I think.
It really
is.
Of
what you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love this place. People walk by and wave to us while we're doing the show. And I see these kids who are in the high school here walking around. They've been doing their photography this morning. And looks like they're having a good time, and I'm so glad they're teaching them things like that.
I am too.
It really broadens their horizon. All right, Mickey Spence, what do we got next? I got to tell you, though, before you say that one, this guy who you're going to play next, I was in Nashville one time, and we walked into Groon's, which is like the best guitar shop, like maybe in the world. We walked in there, and I was walking around with my friend Tom Harrison. Walk around and he comes up to me and elbows me and says, "Man, there's John Hartford over there in the corner playing a guitar. Let's go over there." So we kind of sidled up to him and he was just kind of squatted down over there playing a guitar and really like playing it, you know. And I thought, man, this is so cool. Just kind of being in his aura there, you know. What a great songwriter this guy was, you know.
In 1980, Betty and I found out about a bluegrass festival that was going on in Slink Shoals, Missouri.
Okay.
And it was the Dillards,
yeah.
John Hartford, and other, I don't even remember who else.
Yeah.
But it was a campground.
Okay.
And the stage was there, and about a mile or half a mile from the campground was a little country store.
Uh-huh.
So everybody just walked up to the country store. So Betty and I went up to the country store, and John Hartford was there.
Really?
So we all walked, Betty and John Hartford and I walked back down the hill, back down to the campground, talking wow. music and talking. He was just so nice and friendly. So.
Wow.
And it
wow.
was a long, hot summer day.
Okay. And so that's what we're going to hear. That's a great story, man. Here we go. Here's John Hartford.
And this is a towboat song called Long Hot Summer Days. And Doc Cullis called us from Chattanooga this morning and said he had a brand new baby boy named Zachary Hartford Cullis. So we'll send this out to him. Some of these empties here just as soon as we know where they lay. Tied off of them jolly and leaving lines on them long hot summer days. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Fan on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Today it'll be chicken consomme and a fruit jar full of iced tea on them long hot summer days. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Beardstown, when we come down yesterday, I'm gonna get off down at Alton on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat a making up barges on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day.
All right. That's a great song. I've never heard that song before.
Yay.
That was really, really fine. Yeah, working on that Illinois River. That's some hard work, man. Get a half day off with pay for every day you work, right?
Towboat making up barges.
That's right. That's tough work. Wow. All right. Folks, if you go to WYXR.org, you might see this button at the top of the page. It says Donate. And why we ask people to donate is because this is an all-volunteer radio station. So if you ever feel so moved, please donate and help us keep all this stuff going. Everybody you hear on this radio station is a volunteer. Also, let me tell you, WYXR is giving away 5 pairs of 3-day passes to the Mempho Fest. And that's a big deal. It's coming up. You can enter now at tickets.wyxr.org. And Jack White, Sublime with Rome, and The Roots and more at the Radiance Amphitheater on October 4th through 6th. So if you want to come out and go to a cool festival there, Mempho Fest is coming up, and you can win some tickets to there. So good luck if you should try. That's at tickets.wyxr.org. Mickey Spence is my guest this morning. Mickey, what do we got next?
This one comes from the end of a long odyssey.
Oh, okay.
I went to a friend's apartment after he got married in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Okay.
And we sat up, as we would do, and listened to music all night.
Yeah.
And this album was his wife's album. It's a double album.
Yeah.
And we listened to it, and I absolutely loved it. Uh-huh. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So the next morning, before everybody else got up, I got up and slapped in a cassette tape, and I recorded this album.
Yeah.
And it was my go-to all the time. I played it in the car, until one day.
Oh, no.
It died.
Oh, that's the worst feeling of the world.
And it's all inside your player, and you pull it out, and it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So I started looking for that album.
Right.
And much to the chagrin of my children, every time we would go by a record store, I'd stop. And I'd go in, and I'd look, and I'd ask them, and I'd go in, and I'd look, and I'd ask, and I'd look, and I searched, and I searched, and I searched for years. I even went to Radio Shack and bought a splicing machine.
Oh, really?
And I fixed the tape.
Did you really?
But part of the songs were gone. So I finally went into Cats one night, and I said, I'm looking for Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee Midnight Special.
Yeah.
And the guy pulled up his book, and he opened his book and flipped through the pages before internet, flipped through the pages. He said, would you like it in cassette, vinyl, or CD?
Oh, man.
And I went, give me the CD, because that's what everybody was doing. I since have a copy in vinyl, of course.
Right.
But anyway, it's Midnight Special, and that's the name of the album, and I finally, my girls listened to it a million times.
That's great. Here we go.
Shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Y'all come, Miss Rosie, find the world, do you know? Well, I know I buy my apron and the best she wore. I'm a rubber on the shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Well, she gonna see the color after Lisa, man. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Let the midnight special shine the hell of the light on me. When you get up in the morning, when the big bell rings, you go marching to the table, find the same old thing. No forks on the table, ain't nothing in your pan. If you say anything about it, you have trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, boy, you better walk right. Well, you better not squabble, and you better not fight. That cop will arrest you, he'll sure take you down. You can bet your bottom dollar, or you still have found. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me. We'll be right back.
the morning and the ding-dong ring. You go marching to the table, find the same old thing, flapjacks and molasses, and that's our belly fat. If you say anything about it, then you won't get that. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Well, let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me.
I was standing at the station when my baby got on home. I was standing there begging, darling, please don't go. When that train was leaving, had Mr. Rosie inside. Well, I couldn't do nothing but hang my head and cry.
Special, shine the light on me. I let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Or let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me.
Oh, man. Midnight Special. That's
Brownie, a good one. Brownie McGee on guitar and Sonny Terry on mouth harp.
Man, that's good stuff. That is good stuff. I see why you recorded that. Good
and,
stuff.
And sought it out for years.
Right, and finally found it. Yes. Yes, there's the reward there. All right, well, we better push on here, Mickey. We've got about 14 minutes left. Oof. So we've still got a few songs to play. What do we got next?
Jesse Winchester, Let the Rough Side Drag.
Ooh, I like this
the
one.
The way we need to live our lives.
There you go. I try to live my life just like this. Here we go.
Everywhere you go.
I think Jesse Winchester has the idea there, Mickey.
I like it.
You got to let that the rough side drag, you know? You just got to do that. All right. So, folks, we're barreling down on an hour here. We still got three songs to go here. Mickey, what we got next?
Gordon Lightfoot, Ribbon of Darkness.
All right, here we go.
Ribbon of darkness over me, since my true love walked out the door. Tears I never had before. Ribbon of darkness over me, clouds are gathering o'er my head, that kill the day and hide the sun, that shroud the night when day is done. Ribbon of darkness over me, rain is falling on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow, my love, goodbye. Ribbon of darkness over me, where once the world was young as spring, where flowers did bloom and birds did sing. A ribbon of darkness over me. Here in this cold room lying, don't want to see no one but you. Lord, I wish I could be dying to forget you. Oh, how I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on home and take away this ribbon of darkness over me. Yes, come on home and take away this ribbon of darkness over me.
All right, that was Gordon Lightfoot with Ribbon of Darkness. When did Gordon Lightfoot die? Was that last year?
A couple of years ago.
He had so many hits out there. I'm going to spare you and never ever play the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald on my show, okay?
I got it.
We're not going to do that one.
He's got too many other songs.
That's right, too many other greats.
Pull from.
That's right. Okay, folks, my guest this morning on Songs That Move You is Mickey Spence. Mickey's brought some good songs here, man. You got the wheels turning. I'm going to have to listen to some of this stuff a little deeper here. What do we got next?
Neil Young.
Oh, man.
Hold Back the Tears.
Okay, here we go.
Keep on trying.
A good one. I like that song, Mickey. Neil, got to have a little Neil in your day, right?
Hold back the tears.
That's,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
Let the rough side drag.
Let the rough side drag. Jesse Winchester knew how to write a song. I'll say that, as Neil Young does. All right, we're gonna finish today's show. We're certainly glad you took this little journey with us this morning. Hope you have a great rest of your week, and We're gonna finish up with a Leon Russell song. I tell you, man, we were out in Tulsa about a year and a half ago, and because David, in fact, David is coming up next. But David, mm-hmm. David and his wife went out there, and he told me about it. And we went out there, and we toured the Leon Russell studio there, the church studio, and went to the Bob Dylan Center and the Woody Guthrie Center and the Greenwood Rising Museum, and it was great, and I really got back into Leon Russell, so I was so glad you picked this song. What is it? And then say goodbye.
Back to the Island.
Okay, say goodbye, Mickey.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah. old dance.